And this morning we are going to be chatting about startup businesses and business development. And it's great once again to chat to the guys at Tumelo Hong this morning, initiated by the Embassy of France and the French Institute of South Africa. In 2016, the Digital Lab Africa program is a springboard and an incubation platform for African creatives in the digital content. Now, this year is the third edition of the Digital Lab Africa, and Kendall Makhamati, the business development manager at Tumelo Hong, talks to us about the program and the importance of this program and other programs like it. So what's this DLA all about? Let's have a chat to Kendall. Kendall, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Zane, good morning. Thanks very much. Zane, quick one. The business development manager, the guy called Sean, I'm the head of events and marketing.
That's good.
It's such a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you. DLA, the Digital Lab Africa, is a project to help people that create content get their businesses out there, get their content out there to where it needs to get to, the marketplace.
The goal targets developing projects in need of partners and financial support in this particular case. So how do successful entrants win, and you know, how do they go about getting this information to enter this program?
Sure. The way the competition starts, first, I think maybe I should say that applications open on the 15th of November and close on the 13th of January. So that's two whole months. That people have got time to submit their video applications online on the DigiLab Africa website, right? Yeah. And then after that, they go through, there's a process after that, then.
Yeah. What is that process? And, what are you looking to look for the winning applicants?
Yeah. Sure. I would imagine you'd want to know that as well. So basically, we're looking for applicants in five different categories. The categories are gaming, animation, virtual reality, web series, as well as digital music. So any one of those content verticals, we're looking for people that make stuff in that. They would put in their application online on the DigiLab Africa. That online platform is made available to the public, so people can vote for what they think is the best entrant. And then they also go through interviews. The startups that have created the content go through interviews with a carefully selected panel from DigiLab Africa, and then 10 finalists are chosen, two in each category.
And the selected projects are granted a 42,000 rand cash prize and Digital Lab Africa incubation pass to accelerate their project's development. This is so essential, and I just want to sort of rest here for 2 seconds on this particular topic. Incubation in a business, we know that the most trying time for a business is that first 1,000 days. That's the most important time there. So how does the support work, and what have you guys found, is the essential strategies that need to be put in place in startup businesses?
So Zen, you're absolutely correct that the first 3 years are really important for any startup, any small business. But what we've also realized, Zen, is that also the mid to growth stage, a couple of years afterwards, is when a lot of people are actually needing support again. And this is where we're stepping in, because we're finding that there's a lot of pre-seed, a lot of ideation stage funding that's available. But what happens is once the business has been set up, it's very difficult then to then carry on after 3 years to break into markets. And this is where this particular project steps in. So we're looking at people that are actually already up and running, have got some kind of traction, have got content that is actually available to go out there, but they don't know how to get to the next level. And I think it's key that I point that out. So basically, with that 42,000 rand, as well as the incubation programs, both on the continent as well as in France, it really does set up these businesses to be sustainable beyond just the first 1,000 days.
Yeah, and the demographics of the entrants that you are looking for, young, should they be old, should they be male, should they be female?
Oh, don't matter.
Yeah, what are the categories there?
Sure, we're looking for anybody from sub-Saharan Africa. So anybody from the continent who's from any part of the continent. And that's what we're looking. So it could be a man, could be a woman, could be somebody in school, could be somebody who's like who's 65 or 78, but who's just got these innovative ideas in the world of content creation. And that's really what we're looking for.
During the second edition of DLA, and this morning we have a chat to Kendall Mahamate, and Kendall is part of the sort of marketing team heading up this whole project at Timolohong, and he talks to us about the importance of a startup business and the importance of the third edition of this digital lab. And the entries open on the 15th of November. So if you want to get your entries in bright and early, you know, it's always nice to get the entries in early, because then the judges are at their best. And when they, after they've gone through like 700 or 800 entries, they get a little bit tired. Yeah. So, but during the second edition of DLA, you received just over 700 entries from 30 sub-Saharan countries. And I mean, we're talking here about Congo, Ethiopia, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, Mozambique, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and a number of these were in sort of awarded and incubated DLA. What were the most exciting ones, and what was the best or one or two winners that came out of this project during the second edition?
Well, to be honest, there were 10 that came out that and two in each category that were really exciting. But two that stood out for me were. Well, one by a woman called Jabulile Newman. She's South African. She's got a web series called Foxy Fives, and it's about young women, young contemporary women, dealing with all the issues that millennials deal with. And it's quirky, it's funny, but it also deals with serious issues. So one gets a lot of education from just interacting with these five young women doing their thing. So that one is very interesting. In fact, I think Foxy Five. We're busy helping us shoot the second series of Foxy Five. There's also another winner called Ayodele Eleba. He's from Nigeria. He's got an animated series called Area Daddy, and it's about a very traditional African man who's very staid in his ways, and he's got three young girls that are his children, who are very modern and dealing with all of the ills that come with like hanging out on social media. So it's very funny, but once again, one gets learnings out of that as well. And we're helping him shoot the first 10 episodes, which are in production right now.
Now, the thing is that, you know, and we're chatting to Kendall Mahamate this morning, and he's from Timolohong. Kendall, when often I speak to Africa.com editor Soko Sibiya, there's always this high emphasis on tech in Africa. And it seems that the whole of Africa has become an incubator for technology. So what's the response to this type of tech across the African continent?
It's overwhelmingly positive. There's been, it's one of those, there's been this need that some people had realized, some people had not, of us telling our own stories in our own way. And now that it's happening and it's being given more and more outlets, not to say that we're the only outlet, but we're one of the outlets that are out there, the response is overwhelmingly positive. And it's really great to see how across from Joburg to Cape Town, to Accra, to anywhere else in the continent, people are enjoying the African content told in our own way.
And any lasting shots for you, for anybody out there, the details of where to get hold of you guys again?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're the Timolohong Digital Precinct in the heart of Braamfontein. And DigiLab Africa is one of the projects that we've taken on as an initiative we're doing with the French Embassy, IFAS, as well as the AFD, the Development Bank of France. Mm-hmm. And digilabafrica.com is where one can apply to enter your digital content, music, movies, or animation or gaming. Yeah. And we open on the 15th and close 15th of November, close on the 13th of January, and we can't wait to see what this year's crop is going to bring out.
There we go. A very big thank you to Kendall Mahamate.